Oh, I didn't realise it at all. I was always convinced, right up until tonight, that it was going to work out. It was inevitable.
4-2, Forest lead, forward by Tudgate, looking for Earnshaw. Mistake, Earnshaw in! Earnshaw buries it! Forest have hit five against Derby!
A fantastic free kick for Nottingham Forest. And Pearce has done it again.
Big moment this, Hughes! Asamoah Longo!
25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
Ben Davis, yes! Fantastic free kick! Notts County double their lead, and now they are dreaming of Meadow Lane!
Lucy seeking Cohen, he's got the better of Matter. Now Chris Gunter, storming into the box. And the volley from Majewski! Fantastic goal for Nottingham Forest from Majewski! An absolute beauty!
3 minutes to go, stoppage time. 1-1. As Bent is beaten in the air by Wilson. Ball breaks for Tesha. Tesha left hand side for Osborne. Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and snatches it home. What a strike from Ben Osborne!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Over the Trent here on URN Sport, your podcast bringing you everything that you need to know about your local football teams, Nottingham Forest and Notts County. My name's Joe Tanner. I'm joined on the podcast today by Jeremy Dunn and Tom Monks. Now, we've got a lot of things to discuss on the show. We've got a lot of interviews as well to play out for you. The first of those being one from Matty Cash, who paid a visit to the University of Nottingham on Tuesday to announce a new partnership with the university and a new student ticket deal.
This season, the support from the fans and from people coming down has been magnificent. Obviously, it's such a big club and the fan base is massive.
We also heard from a latest press conference at Nottingham Forest ahead of their weekend clash against Birmingham City, with Mark Warburton and Liam Bridcutt giving their views ahead of the weekend's game.
Players stepped up and we had some very talented players not involved in that squad, so it tells you the strength and depth of the team right now, which is great to see.
And we also heard from Kevin Nolan and Ross Fitzsimmons ahead of Notts County's clash against Cheltenham this weekend in Skybet League 2.
I think gone into a full season, played like 50 odd games consecutively, and then I thought obviously off the back of that got called up for the England C team and made an appearance there.
But before all of that, it's time to hear that interview with Matty Cash upon his visit to the University of Nottingham back on Tuesday, where Nottingham Forest announced a £5 ticket deal for students for their upcoming Skybet Championship clash against Norwich City.
This is URN Sport.
So we're delighted to be joined here in the studio by Matty Cash, a Nottingham Forest player and a graduate of the Nottingham Forest Academy. Matty, thank you very much for coming down and agreeing to this interview with us. So we're going to start things off by talking about the start of the season and your thoughts on how the season's gone, both for you personally, obviously coming back from your injury, and also for how the team's been doing overall with a bit of a mixed bag of results, it's probably safe to say, but some encouraging signs, it has to be said.
Yeah, definitely. I think the lads have started the season off really well. Obviously, I've been injured. I picked up the injury in pre-season, which was a little blow at the time. But now I'm feeling stronger every day in training, and I'm easing my way back into the team. So, yeah, I've just got to be patient, like with myself and stuff. And the gaffer's speaking to me and telling me that I've got to just keep working hard, and hopefully I'll get my chance. And when the chance comes, I need to take it. So, but now the lads have been quality at the start of the season. I think we're ninth in the table now, and to be fair, we're taking every game as it comes. There's so many games in the Championship on the Saturday and then the Tuesday or whenever it is. So, yes, yeah, it's just a matter of taking every game as it comes and trying to get results. And then we look at the table, hopefully, after Christmas, and then hopefully we'll be up there. So, it's a really good start, to be fair.
You touched there on the gaffer, Mark Warburton, how he's changed up the system this year. Obviously, you're playing now much more in a 3-5-2. Does that make you more concerned when you will be coming back into the team, potentially a bit more competition for places, or are you looking forward to the challenge of breaking back in again and showing everyone what it is they've been missing?
Oh, of course. The main part of the football is challenging to get yourself in the team, and everyone wants to play for the gaffer, and we've got a fantastic squad, so there's strength in all round of the positions, whatever the formation is. I know at the moment we've played some different formations this season, so now I'm looking forward to the challenge to hopefully getting myself back in the team and getting some games under my belt. So it's always nice to have that challenge.
you're someone obviously that of course has come up through Forest Academy along with several other members of the current squad, obviously Ben Osborne and Ben Brereton as well, two teammates of yours. Just wanted to know what your thoughts were on how Forest Academy is doing at the moment. It's fantastic for us to see obviously all these great talented players coming up, and from someone that's gone through that road, what's it been like for you?
Yeah, coming through the academy and into the first team was a hard two working years, to be fair. We've done a lot of early mornings and a lot of late starts, so it's definitely a lot of hard work paid off now, obviously breaking into the first team last season, two seasons ago, and getting my chance. So yeah, there's some fantastic players, young players into the cut that are breaking through and still not having broke through. There's still some young 15, 16 and younger that are coming through, so it's always nice to see a young lad get their chance and come up, the likes of Ben and Joe and myself and Osborne and stuff. So it's nice to see that, yeah.
Well, Matty, it's a very warm welcome today to you from the University of Nottingham. You're actually here on behalf of Nottingham Forest introducing a new ticket deal for students, £5 ticket deal for the game against Norwich City coming up very shortly. Of course, that's a part of many other ticket deals that Forest have had in place this season, which has seen their attendances rise hugely. 25,400 is their average attendance this season. How big a factor has the crowd played in Forest's season to date?
Oh, this season the support from the fans and from people coming down has been magnificent. Obviously it's such a big club and the fan base is massive, and it actually helps the team when we got such a big crowd at the City Ground cheering us on and stuff. It's that extra man definitely is, because I've played in it. So yeah, it's been some fantastic support. Obviously I haven't played in it this season, but I've been looking at it thinking I can't wait to get back out there. And it's always good to see some young fans and older ones as well coming down.
And like we've mentioned, of course, you're a graduate from the Nottingham Forest Academy and broken into the first team. Of course, this isn't the first sort of community visit you've been on behalf of the club. You've been to various schools, and of course Christmas coming up as well. What kind of activities, and how do you think the community and, you know, meeting people in the community really benefits the club and the support as a whole?
Oh, I love coming down meeting new people, because like me myself as still a young lad, I've been through the thing where I went to a college and I nearly went to a uni, and luckily I got the opportunity to come and join Forest. So now I love coming to visit schools and visit new people and make the kids and that happy meeting Forest players. It's always nice to see that on, like, a smile on their faces and stuff. So now it's always a pleasure to come down and meet new people.
And former Nottingham Forest manager Stuart Pearce actually visited the university in 2014. How important do you think it is for the club to forge links with universities in the city and local businesses and institutions?
Yeah, of course. It's nice to, obviously for you guys as well, to have like the likes of Stuart Pearce coming down, and it gives obviously everyone a boost. Like and to see that it gets the university's name out when you get the likes of like them people coming down. So yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
This is URN Sport.
So that was Matty Cash there upon his visit to the University of Nottingham back on Tuesday, where Nottingham Forest announced a £5 ticket deal for the game against Norwich City next Tuesday in the Sky Bet Championship. But a part of many ticket deals, of course, Tom, over the course of the season for Nottingham Forest. You're, of course, a season ticket holder down Trent's side. Have you seen and felt the atmosphere really improve this season? I mean, it seems to be the case statistics-wise with that 25,400 figure being the average attendance level for Forest. I mean, it's something that we haven't really seen in previous seasons. Forest almost getting a full house on most weeks at home.
Yeah, there's been, as Forest tweeted out today, there's been a massive improvement in attendances compared to this time last season. And I think that's just testament to all the changes that have gone on at the club. Matty Cash alluded to it. There's an air of positivity around the club. Fans are behind them. And you couldn't really say that in past seasons. But yeah, there's definitely a noted improvement in the atmosphere at games.
Yes, certainly. I mean, it's been a fantastic atmosphere down at the City Ground all season, Jeremy, and the student market as well. 60,000 plus students in Nottingham as a whole, with both universities, Trent and the Uni, of considered. It's a silly feeling, really, from a marketing perspective at Nottingham Forest, not to kind of grab hold of that market, I suppose.
Well, it is indeed. It's an obvious market for them to try and get themselves into and to try and make the most of. I mean, I'm sure we'll get onto it in a bit, but County have recently as well themselves made steps towards this. And I was speaking earlier today with the commercial manager for the University of Nottingham, actually. He was just telling me about the fact that this deal has only been live now for just over 24 hours now, and already they've had 300 tickets sold from the University of Nottingham students. So that just shows, I mean, if Forest ever want to see proof of just how much enthusiasm there is, then that is the evidence for it. I mean, playing against Norwich, you know, this is a former Premier League team here. They got relegated a couple of years ago, and they are a good team, which I think a lot of people are going to want to actually go and watch. It's a big match for a lot of people. I mean, there are actually, I know, quite a few Norwich fans at the University of Nottingham, so they'll be keen to go down, maybe for the wrong reasons we might say. But I mean, I'm someone, for example, you know, unlike Tom, I've not got a season ticket here at Forest. I've only ever been to occasionally the very big games, which they had. Those sort of atmospheres, you know, when you're someone, okay, that, you know, they might not get the opportunity to go that much. It was, to be fair, I think for me, a lot of the time, that big price, which did put me off. But with a £5 ticket deal, I would happily turn up, you know, every couple of weeks to watch Forest play, because they are, to be in a stadium, when you're in a stadium that's rocking with a full crowd and atmosphere, there is no feeling like it. And if the team's playing well, which Forest, you know, 9 times out of 10 they will turn up and they'll give you something to be entertained about, they are a team that you want to go down and watch. And I think it's certainly good to see that they are finally realising the value that the student market has to them.
On a personal note, Tom, for Matty Cash, who we interviewed there, it's been a tough season for him, really, in terms of breaking into the first 11 at Forest. Of course, you know, plagued by injury, really, for most of the season so far.
Yeah, he's had two pretty significant injuries in his short career so far. It has made it difficult for him, because he's certainly, whilst you might not think he's on the team sheet every week, he's certainly always banging on the door, and he'll be talking to the manager week in, week out, asking if he's going to get on that team sheet. And he always deserves a place, because he always puts in a real shift. But it's a real shame that his start to the season has sort of been delayed by this injury. He says, as when we asked him, he's ready, he's back now. He has been in the squad the past couple of games, but he's not managed to get on the bench. And I really expect him to be involved against Birmingham, and especially Norwich. His style of play is something that's almost ready-made for Mark Warburton. You know, with Forest to have quite a few fluid sort of players that like to take the ball and turn and dribble, and Cash is, you know, one of the best at that. Him with Kieran Dowell, I can imagine that those two, he might not push Dowell out of the team, but certainly him, he'll offer a similar dynamic.
Interesting, Jeremy, that Tyler Walker did get on the score sheet twice in that game. Of course, one of his very limited starts in a Forest shirt this season. That point, I think, is worth touching on. Also, the fact that Forest's game management as well was so good, with 52% possession, 18 shots, 6 on target. It was a very astute performance from Mark Warburton's team, and a performance where we've seen this kind of signs and the aspects of that kind of performance coming in recent weeks, but maybe in the game against Queen's Park Rangers, we got the full package.
It's about time we got the full package, to be fair. Like we've been saying, you know, we've been so hit and miss at times. You know, we've amazingly not recorded a single draw all season, which just shows either with Forest that, you know, you're gunning for the win, which is what you want a football team to do. You never want a football team to sit back and want to just, you know, hold on, or, you know, think, oh, we'll play out a draw because that'll be fine. You want a team to always go for the win, and it was good to see at the weekend that finally everything that potentially Warburton has been trying to build and wanting to build has finally paid off, and it's clicked in that result. Now the key thing is that now that the team knows how they want to play, they don't let it slip, because that could easily happen. We've seen it bounce, you know, results bouncing around. I mean, let's not forget the match before this was a 3-1 defeat away at Reading. Now, Reading are a good side, it has to be said. Yap Stan did a really good job with them at the end of last year. He turned them into a pretty solid outfit, and they are a solid team, as Forest learnt to their detriment, it has to be said. But there's been a bit of a break, obviously. We've had the international break now. Teams coming back and they're ready to go. It's going to be interesting to see whether, you know, the next couple of teams we've got, obviously Birmingham and then Norwich, two tough teams, it has to be said. Birmingham, very similar, it has to be said, with Forest. They are a team that, on their day, can be fantastic, like we saw in that QPR match, but they haven't really shown it that much, it has to be said. So I think Birmingham are hopefully there for the taking, whilst the Norwich match, I think that'll be tighter, and I think the fact it's at home is going to be a massive benefit.
Now we're going to hear some audio from that recent press conference down at the City Ground on Thursday the 16th of November, prior to the weekend's game against Birmingham City. We heard from Mark Warburton and Liam Bridcutt ahead of the game.
You have set the bar for yourself with our performance against QPR, though.
No, we haven't. We played very well.
Players stepped up, and we had some very talented players not involved in that squad. So it tells you the strength and depth of the team right now, which is great to see. And there's some frustration, disappointment on players, but the mentality is so strong. They're good players. They want to work hard. So right now we're in a good place. We're in a good place. We could be higher. We could go and drop points. We know that. But as I said, the other team said the same. What we have to do is recognise each and every test. There's no easy games division. And I always say bottom beats top and no one beats an island, and that's exactly the case. So we have to recognise the type of challenge that we face on Saturday. There's no doubt they're a wood animal and they're a talented team. So we're ready, we're in good shape, and we're looking forward to the
fixture. Fans might look at it and think that's a game that Forest should be winning. The three games they've won have all been at home, haven't they? They're probably quite a bit stronger at home than people.
Look at their squad, look at the talent involved within their squad. They spent money, and as I say, you brought a lot of new players in. You've got to change your manager. It can take time. It does take time, actually, to gel. So people say, well, they've had five games, it's nothing. The sample size is irrelevant. What we have to look at is that they have a good, talented squad who right now are hurting. So over the season, we've been here. We've been sitting there answering your questions, and we played really well, didn't get the result that our performance deserved. They can say exactly the same. I've watched some of their games. So we're well aware of what we face. But every game is important for us. Every point is invaluable. So you have to go there, deliver the performance, and enjoy the performance as well.
I'm not expecting you to tell me what your team's going to be, but how nice would it be for you to be able to have some consistency and name the same side for a couple of games?
It's not been drugged anyway. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and say, pick the same team. We have players who are on international duty, we have niggled injuries, etc. That's part and parcel of football. We can't divulge the information. Sometimes supporters go, why doesn't that happen? There's a reason why. What we have to do is get the position where they trust us and say that there must be a reason why that decision has been made. So yes, easy to maybe name the same team. We may well do that. We may well go into it with a great performance against QPR. But we'll see how we train tomorrow and go from there.
Going back to the kind of youth side of things and how well the young players are doing and getting involved with the England squad, is that something that can kind of be self-fulfilling in a way, in the sense that players that are thinking about joining Forest might think, well, look what they're achieving, look at how well these young players are doing, I might get a chance if I join them?
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's young players these days, the market is so intense. It's ever more people fishing in ever smaller pond. That's what it is. And the lure, be it money, whatever it may be, or size of the club, and there's all these various gestures to get players to sign now. So you have to be aware of that. All we have to do here is show the pathway. There's no stronger message on the pathway. The real message should be that the money and everything else will come further down the line. Right now, you concentrate on being the best player you can possibly be. If you get that right, maybe the player concerned sees good advice from the agent, from the family, gets the right vibes from the club, then we'll always be able to shout. Forest is renowned for producing players and give them a chance. That's what we have to do. But don't doubt the level of competition. It's a fierce market. It's an incredibly fierce market. Getting more so every year. So we hope what we have to do is pitch opportunity really well, and if it's enough, then fantastic. But if it's not, then just what players want to be here. Simple as that.
I saw you were at the Derby game, the under 23 game recently. Are there any of the under 23 side who are kind of knocking on your door at the minute and making you think about including them?
The boy Mills at the back of decent. The boy Clough, who catches the way. I mean, we had a number of first team boys there. We had a number of first team boys who gained invaluable pitch time. You know, delighted for that. But the under 23s are pushing. They are pushing. But, you know, right now, they've got to be better than Zach Clough or Kieran Dow or Joe Wall or Tendai. Or Ben Burton and Barry McKay and Jason Cummins. That's the nature of the beast. So they'll have that chance. They have to impress every day in training. We get the feedback on how well they're doing. Then when we want players to come up and train with us, that's their chance. Come and show the first team staff how good you can be. And when that happens and the process starts and opportunity comes along, just be ready to take it when it does come along.
A couple of weeks since the last game. How's it been? How have you used the time?
Yeah, I've just used the time to recover and get yourself ready, I think. We've had a lot of games over the last few weeks, and I think it came at a perfect time for us with the results and performance that we've been having, that we needed a good break, really.
It's interesting that it came at a good time. You could argue after a 4-0 win, you'd want another game the next day, right?
Yeah, you can say that, yeah. But I think at the period that, after what we had, we needed time to rest. But like you said, after results of it, it does feel like a long wait for the next game.
I remember the manager saying how important it would be to go into this international break in a good frame of mind after winning, because that didn't happen last time. So does that make a difference?
Yeah, it does. I think you can have a good break and really you can kind of relax and enjoy your time. I think after most defeats, you're also looking forward to the next game. So it's a long period to go thinking about the next game and trying to get ready for it.
Is it a bit strange, some of the lads go to this place and some fly off all the way around the world, and then there's the others left around, kind of not everybody there to be able to do all the usual drills, I guess?
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, but I think in terms of the management and the staff and that, they know what to do in them periods, really. If players need rest or an extra bit of a top-up on fitness and things like that, but the manager's been great with everything he's done and the work what he's put in with the lads. Yeah, everyone looks forward to international breaks either for rest or just getting yourself ready for a game.
A few months here now, how are you settling in?
Yeah, really well. I think as soon as I come in, the boys have made me feel welcome and all the staff's been brilliant with me and the manager's been great. And yeah, I'm happy and enjoying football.
I think the general consensus when you signed was that you would slot quite neatly into Forest style of plays. Have you found that?
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, it was important to sign for a club that plays the style of football that I'm used to and they've always been brought up on, and Forest was perfect for me. It came at a perfect time, really. And in terms of the management, I think he was the main key of me signing for this club, and his philosophy on football and the way he wants his team to play was perfect for me.
Just thinking about that last game, did it just feel like something clicked onto an extra level that game?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been waiting for it for a few months, really. I think we've been putting in performances and not getting results and not scoring the chances that we did. And I think QPR was a game, like you said, where we just clicked, and hopefully now that's our starting point for the rest of the season.
Having been part of successful sides in this division before, when you see Forest moving forward the way that you can at the moment, how good do you look compared to some of those other sides you've played?
I think in this league, in terms of what we've been doing, I think there's not a team out there that we fear, and I think every game we go in, knowing that we can win, and if we do things right, we can beat anyone.
We're going to move matters now over the Trent to Notts County and all things Meadow Lane, and the Magpies sit perched very nicely on top of League 2 this week, 34 points after that draw against Stevenage a week ago. 1-1 draw, guys. Jeremy, do you think that that's the result that Nolan really wanted?
Maybe if you'd asked me that question probably a couple of months ago, I would have said I think we might take a 1-1 draw. But I think now, considering how things have been going for County this season, they certainly, I think, now should be thinking, yeah, we can take these points, we can get these results. I mean, they are on a bit of a very temperamental run of form, has to be said, at the moment. The win, obviously, against Bristol Rovers in the first round of the FA Cup was fantastic for them. Then followed up in the Football League Trophy game, knocked out by Lincoln City, which was a real surprising blow. And then the 1-1 with Stevenage is a bit more a result, I think, that potentially stays the ship, because I think it was a bit of a rocky moment for them. But, you know, County are a very good team, and we cannot play down how surprised, I think it's safe to say, we have been by just how quickly they came out the traps early on this season. And the draw with Stevenage, I think, is a blow, but hopefully Kevin Nolan and the rest of the team will be able to pull themselves back. I mean, we're still top of the table, obviously, ahead of Accrington Stanley, which is great, but it's now only down to 1 point. Partly, though, it has to be said that Exeter City do seem to have missed an opportunity for them to try and overtake us, and they've allowed Accrington Stanley to climb their way back up.
Yeah, it was an error from Sean Brisley, the centre-back in that game. His header fell to Ronnie Henry, who got the goal for the home side Stevenage, before Elliot Hewitt grabbed a very rare goal for him for Notts County on 58 minutes to salvage a point down in the South East. I mean, it was an interesting result there, but it leaves them still perched on top of League 2, Tom. Again, like Jeremy said, just echoing what he said there, our analyst on this show, just not really the position that we expected County to be in at this stage of the season.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you're looking at, we sit here a couple of months into the season frustrated by a 1-1 draw away to Stevenage, and this is Notts County, who have, just like Forest, been in absolute turmoil for the past couple of seasons. At the end of the day, they're still top of the table even after this draw, and that's probably the difference between the two sides over the Trent at the moment. Forest are not managing to get that draw, but you know, County will have gone into this game expecting a win, but wanting a win because of their relative league positions. But of course, once you get into the game, league form goes out the window. It's about that game there and then. And of course, this game proved not to be as easy as they might have hoped. So they'll definitely take that result.
Yeah, Stevenage, stern opposition in 13th place in League Two, but nonetheless 2 points off the playoffs and a very, very tight division points-wise in English football's fourth tier. Jeremy, Ross Fitzsimmons, a stand-in keeper whilst Adam Collins been out with injury. He had a very good game in between the sticks, keeping the score at 1-1. Do you think it's form of players like that which are going to see County retain their place at the higher ends of the division?
Indeed, yeah. I've been very impressed with the strength and depth that County have shown so far this season, it has to be said. And Fitzsimmons is a clear example of it. I mean, he was a player that was brought into the club originally. He was on trial at the club before he was then brought in permanently under Nolan. And wow, you know, we sometimes say that the reserve keeper, when they come in, they're only really going to play occasionally when the first choice gets injured. And, you know, people usually wait with bated breath to see how good that reserve keeper is going to be. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And here's a case of someone that, you know, very unfortunately, that goal he conceded. But he showed a lot of real quality, as we said, in that match. And I think Forest fans can sort of potentially breathe a bit of a sigh of relief that we do at least have that he's shown some of the quality he's got. There's two tough matches though coming up, it has to be said, for County. Cheltenham at home and then Yeovil Town away. Yeovil Town's going to be a long trip for them, and it's going to be a proper interesting test for them. Yeovil Town, obviously, you know, they've only just dropped back down into Division 2 last year. They were in Division 1. They have had a bit of a rough season so far, but, you know, anything's possible in football, obviously, to coin another old and classic cliche. And it's, like you said, Joe, it's been a really tight league so far. So, you know, just hopefully County can keep getting the results that go their way, or if not, see results their rivals go the way we want.
Moving on to other matters concerning the Magpies, other news. Jake Bugg, the Nottingham-based singer-songwriter, has sponsored Notts County shirts for the month of November in a new initiative that Alan Hardy, the chairman, has introduced down at the football club, where local businesses and investors can sponsor the club's shirts at Meadow Lane over a one-month period throughout the season. Also in other news, Colin Slater, BBC Radio Nottingham's former County reporter, has been named as an honorary vice president of the League Two club. The 83-year-old retired at the end of last season, having covered more than 2,500 Notts County matches spanning over 7 decades and 49 years. He was made an MBE in 2001 and said, "It's difficult to express how honoured I feel, and it's something that I never thought would happen in my wildest dreams." Tom, a legend in broadcasting and a real cult hero, I think, for this area, and more commendation for him, as we've seen here.
Yeah, you've got to love Colin. Amazing career, iconic voice, listening to County commentary. How many years was it?
49 years.
Yeah, that's just incredible how you can have that sort of career. And, you know, it's a shame he's had to retire, especially at the point that County are on now. He retired probably on a low, but now he gets to watch from the sidelines and enjoy them doing so well under Kevin Nolan. He occasionally comes back and does some stuff, and that's great to see.
He certainly does. A living legend, that is Colin Slater, down at Meadow Lane. Now, moving on to a recent survey that the BBC Sport website has produced today, which is, of course, the Price of Football 2017, and some very, very interesting findings when comparing the two Nottingham clubs. Notts County price their season ticket this season at £310, with the cheapest available match day ticket standing at £20. Forest, conversely, also offer the cheapest ticket for adults at £20, with a £340 season ticket. Of course, both clubs this season have employed various ticket incentives, like the student ticket deal we mentioned previously on the podcast, as well as other incentives like the £20 for adults incentive in September for Forest, as well as the free student ticket deal for the Forest Green game for Notts County as well. Interesting findings, Jeremy, to find that Forest and County are very, very similar in terms of their pricing for match day tickets.
It is, and it's somewhat surprising, actually, I must admit. You do usually expect, as you drop down the divisions, that the prices would go down, but you don't expect that between two divisions, what was it, there was a £10 difference, I think, between, that works out at £10 per division, then if you're going down from the Championship down to League 2, which is, it's weird to think that that's the case here for the teams. Now, that does obviously raise questions as to why, potentially as to why Counties is so high, or potentially, you know, is Forest too low. I think a lot of people would be angry at saying that Forest price is too low, because that is still, you know, obviously for every fan going down, that is still a huge amount of money which everyone is forking out every year to go and watch it. I mean, the debate over the price of sport will, I think, rage on for years and years to come as to, is football just becoming a game that's going to price out its core fans? And I think the County situation, I think County's price is probably the most surprising, but it's also, you know, surprising when you think of Alan Hardy's a man that has put a lot of emphasis into that community feel, into, you know, those incentives like we talked about, like the Forest Green one we heard, the free tickets for students that were on offer, the fact the pies and pasties that have often been offered out to everyone that goes down to watch a game, and the discount seats sometimes that are offered for people. It's a very weird finding. I mean, the only reasons that potentially people might say is, well, I suppose, you know, County have effectively got a League One stadium, so it's going to require higher running costs and maintenance costs. Plus, also, I suspect that there's the issue that maybe the players are on slightly higher amounts compared to their compatriots in other League Two teams. That is an issue, because obviously Notts County is a big club, so that might be one reason why. But it's very weird to sort of try and work out, I think, why is County's price surprisingly high, and then at the same time we see the chairman going out of his way to come up with all these initiatives to help.
A common phrase with these kind of clubs is they're, Notts County are in intensive care, a lot of people say, when Alan Hardy took over. He is, of course, a man of the people. You know, he shows that with the stuff like the Jake Bug deals with local Nottingham clubs, and the cooperation with the university as well. So there's no doubting that he's a man of the people still. But for me, this kind of anomaly in their pricing, I think you've got to put it down to the club he inherited. At the end of the day, he's not been here very long at all. And yet he inherited a club that was in a really bad state, probably needs a lot of financial help even still. So I'm sure that in the future, even if they get promoted, even if they stay down in League Two, he'll be looking to lower that price, or at least introduce more incentives in any way he can.
Now we're going to move on to hear from our latest press conference down at Meadow Lane. We heard from Kevin Nolan and Ross Fitzsimmons ahead of the weekend's clash against Cheltenham Town in Sky Bet League 2.
What was the feedback after the Stevenage game? Obviously it was 1-0 down, then Hewitt got the equaliser, and then you were on top at the end. What was sort of the thoughts after that and to move on with?
Yeah, I mean, for me it was, I just thought we dominated the second half. We, you know, they didn't really have a chance in the second half. I think they had the chance in the first minute, and then apart from that we dominated and had not too many clear cut chances, but we got into the final third, and just that final ball, or that you know, that cross or the final pass would just let us down. So been working a lot on that this week, and trying to, you know, be a bit more patient. You know, I think we try to rush things too much sometimes, and we try to go too quick instead of, you know, sort of being a bit more composed and taking the time. So yeah, we've tried to, you know, we've watched a lot of videos, we've watched a lot of things of what we do, and we're doing some really, really good things at the minute, and we're trying to, you know, just try and replicate that in training, trying to show, you know, so that the lads just become familiar, you know, when they're out there, and it just sort of, you know, hopefully clicks together on a Saturday, and that's what you're all for. So for me, yeah, a lot of work being done in the final third this week, but obviously not going away from the fact that on Saturday I'm going to be looking for a clean sheet and a really solid performance defensively.
So will you be taking them lightly? You've got a couple of league games to run now. Is it just going to be business as usual?
You can't take anyone lightly in this league. Can't do that whatsoever. Cheltenham are the next one along. They're going to be coming here, as you know, we've already said, Gary Johnson's already said, we're the ones who've got everything to lose. We haven't. They've got exactly the same to lose as us, 3 points. But if we get our 3 points, if we do what we do, that's what I feel that, you know, 9 times out of 10 we're going to win the game. So it's all focuses on us, and that's only because I make it on us week in, week out. We give them obviously all the opposition strengths and weaknesses, but it's a, for me it's about us and how we go about the game and how we conduct ourselves on the day. And if we do the right things more often than not, it gives us a great opportunity.
That's what I see. You were talking about how you would love that first round TV clash in the FA Cup. Now you've got Oxford City on the TV. Are you more excited as a manager to be part of it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it's great for the club because it brings in, you know, a bit more revenue, and that's the good thing. The most important thing for me is just getting through, making sure that we try and get into that third round. Obviously, then we're all the big boys come in then, and which then makes a massive difference to us, because hopefully you're open to get a big draw and then, you know, move on. But listen, I'm not underestimating Oxford City. They've knocked Colchester out, we mustn't forget, and I think that's why BT have chose it, because they're thinking they might be able to do it again. So you never know, you know. Remember Lincoln last year knocking out Premier League teams, going here, there and everywhere. So yeah, we won't be underestimating them. We'll be business as usual on that day too.
Is anyone that you fancy in the third round? You're
sure to
go back up north?
Yeah, well, I've got lots of links, obviously, with my old clubs, and then any of the top five or six. So, yeah, it'll be brilliant to be able to rub shoulders against one of the Premier League sides, and for our lads to be able to, you know, showcase themselves in a glamour tie. But look, there's a long way to go to that FA Cup. Yeah, we've got three massive games this week. Yeah, so we're going to take them, you know, the old saying, one a game at a time, and hopefully come, you know, next Saturday we'll be sitting here with a lot more points on the board and looking forward to what's going to be a great cup tie.
You've got a busy end of November, and then it doesn't let up in December. You got any rotation concerns, or how are you going to keep everyone driven the same?
No, we'll probably stick to our staying policy. It's worked really well for us, you know, changing people in and out, making sure. I think, you know, we're at the business, you know, you're getting into that, you know, middle part of the season now, and you've got to be really, you know, careful that lads are not playing too, you know, getting exposed to too many minutes, in the fact that, you know, we don't want to lose them for 4, 5, 6 weeks. So it's important that the lads who are, you know, high risk of injury, you know, we rest them at the right times, and they get the right amount of, you know, training minutes and the right amount of game minutes. So yeah, it'll be just everything the same for me. You know, we won't go away from what we've been doing and what we believe in. There's always a plan. We've got a plan now for, you know, we'll plan now for the next 10 days and how we go about it and what we're doing. And we won't change that plan. You know, things might change here and there, little bits, bobs, but, you know, we tend to stick to what we believe in.
You just finally, you've talked about this, but yeah, it's kind of been an apprenticeship for you. Do you see the future at the minute with Notts County?
I don't talk about Notts County being an apprenticeship. I talk about me having my apprenticeship and being lucky enough to have it here. I don't feel that it's an apprenticeship. I feel that it's an apprenticeship because it's my first proper job where, you know, when you get off given that opportunity, you've got to prove yourself. And this is me proving myself to Alan and to all of Notts County and Nottingham and Notts County fans. It's proving myself that I am a good manager. And then hopefully then I will become an established manager here, which then will make sure that we keep getting success. I don't ever mean that I'm just using this as my apprenticeship, because it's so far from that. You know, I'm hoping that we can build a great relationship and we can keep getting success and keep, you know, having this club going in the right direction. So hopefully, you know, touch wood, we can continue to keep working hard together and keep moving forward.
Do you not feel that you're proving yourself already?
No, far from it. Only 9 months in.
Yeah, you talked about having options for replacing players like when they're not available. How do you think the team dynamic is with the like competition to get in the starting 11? Do you think it's a positive thing?
Yeah, I think it's been really good in that respect. I think that's why we've probably hit the levels and the heights we have this season, is because we've had that sort of direct, you know, squad rivalry, if you like, people who directly play against each other. So when we have 11v11, you can see we can change people in and out, and you can see that everyone keeps on the toes, so they know that if it doesn't go right on a Saturday, that anyone can be taken out at any point and someone replace them, be given that shirt and given that chance to flourish and keep hold of the shirt. So I think it's been good when we've used it, you know, when we've been Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, we've used the time, you know, the players at the right time, and we've been able to bring in 4 or 5 players, and it hasn't really affected us massively. I mean, you know, I think at Crewe it was a one-off. I think that was one of our poorest games of the season, up there with Coventry. But I don't think that was because of the changes. I think that was just because I think it was more to do with our, I wouldn't say attitude, because I would never question the lads' attitude, but I just feel that there was just something there when going top of the league. It was a bit, I think the occasion probably got to the lads a bit more than what I expected it did.
Yeah, how do you find playing with that defence that's there at the moment? It's a pretty consistent back four, really. Who's the loopiest out of the lot?
I would say myself, to be honest with you. I'm a little bit. I don't look like I'm too loud, but I can get a little bit loopy sometimes. And to be fair, the two boys in front of me have been brilliant. I think we're just still trying to work out how all three of us play. Obviously, with the two run backs, Toots and Dick Holden, I've been doing brilliant. So,
I guess that's a process, isn't it? You can't expect to just jump straight into a fairly kind of fixed and solid unit there in that four and just have it all click immediately. It's going to take some time.
No, of course it does, and I think as well where I've not had as much experience as obviously Ads and Brent, coming into a team where they've, you know, the back four probably played about 500 league games between them. It is going to be different, but this is when you've got to come in and there's no excuses no more. There's no getting around it. So I've got to come in. I've got to perform. So that's the all ends of it.
You mentioned that you've only sort of played 6-7 games, that sort of thing. But is it starting to feel like this is kind of your break after bouncing around a couple of clubs?
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. I think I've been close to it before, obviously at previous clubs, but I've never actually got that initial break where someone's gone, right, there you go, like, go and play. But obviously I owe it all to the manager and the management team, because obviously there was a chance that they could have gone out and got an emergency loan, but for me personally, that's done well to go for my confidence and putting it back in me.
I guess the fact that you've got somebody like, you know, big Noel Mark Crossley at the club who's got such a storied history in the game can only help a young goalkeeper like yourself.
Yeah, of course it can. And at the end of it, I would say it's down to him and the manager who obviously decides who plays and who comes in. And like I said, with the contacts he's got and the manager and Tomo, they could have easily gone out and got an emergency loan, somebody who's played probably 50-100 games, 100 league games, but like I said, it's just under world of confidence, like, personally for me, and putting it back in me.
Touch me through kind of like your quick pathway of getting to this point. Am I right in thinking you started at Palace?
Yeah. So I started at Palace, come through the youth team, and I was on the bench a handful of times. From sort of 70 upwards to 20, but never obviously got the initial break with cup games or anything like that, and moved on to Bolton, and it was the same scenario there really. I was in pretty much the same position what I was at Palace, and then from Bolton I didn't get sort of let go early enough to then try and find another club, so I had to drop down to non-league. And I mean, I think that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me, because then I've gone away from, you know, being around like a first team and not playing as many games, where I've then gone into a full season, played like 50-odd games consecutively. And then I've obviously off the back of that got called up for the England C team and made an appearance there. So doing that's obviously done me the world of good, of obviously like learning my trade and sort of learning the fundamentals of the game.
This is URN Sport.